Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation. This is for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. So it's the 10th of August 2026. Happy Monday. I want to talk today about a follow-up piece from what we were talking about last week. So last week we discussed how every wrong path gets you closer to the right path, and sometimes you need to make the mistakes in order to find the right way of doing something. This week is a follow-on to that. And today I want to reflect on the fact that the version of you who started your MSP in the past, I want to reflect on how proud they would be of who you are today and how far you've come. So off the back of last week's Monday Motivation, I've had other conversations with members. I get most of my ideas for the Monday Motivation, for lots of things actually, from talking to members. So thank you if we've had a conversation and then a few weeks later you hear me talking about it. I would never name you without your permission. But we've had a conversation this week and it's someone who was really frustrated with their progress. And I said, just tell me about the business. And they said, well, you know, we're 1.3 million in revenue. We've got however many staff, we've got this many clients, and you know, we're just stuck. We've plateaued. I just don't know what to do. And I said, okay, first of all, let's put this in context, right? Because you're a bit depressed with the business. And if you're not at 1.3 million, you know where I'm going with this, because you're sitting here thinking, if you're on like 200, 300 revenue or turnover, you're thinking, well, I want 1.3. I wouldn't be depressed on 1.3. So that's where I'm going with this. So I said, let's just look at, tell me about how you started the business. And this person was like, well, started in my bedroom. In fact, they lit up actually. Everyone loves talking about their origin story. They said, started in my bedroom, quit my job. We had no money, struggled to pay the rent for 3 years, but it had to work, right? So I had to win clients. I had to look after them. I had to just delight them. I was doing all the work and all the selling. And actually those first 3 years were great. And then I started to get staff and we got an office and my income went down, but the business started to build. And 15 years later, we're on 1.3 million turnover. And I'm like, here's a question, right? This is an interesting question. If we could open a time portal between now and 15 years ago, so you could directly look throughout the portal, a bit like in Spider-Man No Way Home, you know, when Spider-Man comes through the portal. If you've never seen that, it's very good. You should see it. And of course, the new Spider-Man that's out, which is also very good. Anyway, if you could go through that time portal and there's the you of 15 years ago, and that you, that old you, or that younger you, says, hi, older me. So how's the business? And you say, yeah, we're all right. We've got 7 technicians and we're 1.3 million. Oh, and you know the first client that you ever won, we still got them 15 years on, right? The you of 15 years ago, the you of 2011 would be gobsmacked, right? They'd be high-fiving you. They'd be giving you bear hugs. I don't know if they can touch you because that might destroy all of time and space. But you get the idea, right? They would be absolutely delighted. And that's the reality of it is, wherever you're stuck right now, you've got to put this in the context of what you've achieved, right? Even if you're only on 200,000-300,000, I say only, because even that, a lot of people can't do. Do you know how many people start a business and fail, right? It's actually the majority. More people start a business and fail than those who manage to do it. So if you've been doing this for 3 years or longer, you are a winner in so many respects, because it's so hard. It's incredibly hard starting a business from scratch and actually then building that up to a decent level of revenue and profit and maintaining that. It's really hard. It's really unusual. And, you know, I have lots of business owner friends, but I have lots of non-business owner friends too. And they think what I've done, building up two seven-figure businesses in 20 years, which is not setting the world alight, but it's given me a very comfortable lifestyle, you know, they look at that as witchcraft, because they're still in jobs. They're in their early 50s in jobs, and they just don't understand it. So let's never forget, you and me, what we've actually done. I know we're still frustrated, because as humans, we always want more, right? We want more, more, more. But sometimes you've just got to look at that with the context of you've achieved something amazing, and do you know what? Like I was saying last week with the talking about the wrong path, if you're not seeing that growth right now, maybe you're on the wrong path and it's time to revisit that and have a look at it. And I'm always happy to have a conversation with you about the path you're going. And if I can help you push you down a different path and also just help you have the context of what you've achieved, then I'm always happy to do that. Now, one of the places you can talk to me is our Tactical Tuesdays. We do them every single week. Tomorrow, we're talking about, I've got a guest, our first guest one. It's a bit of an experiment. We've got got Jesse Miller, who's joining us from Power PSA, and he's going to be talking about how you can win profitable VCISO work. VCISO, of course, standing for Virtual Chief Information Security Officer. He'll explain what that is tomorrow and how you can win more of that work. And of course, today is the 10th of August. That means we are dropping all of September's content in the portal today. That will appear at some point today. And if you have any questions, you can email us on hello@mspmarketingedge.com. I'll see you next Monday. Have a very profitable week in your MSP.